This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rav Meir Silverberg has Yahrzeit today, so the Devei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Chana, Sarah, Bas, Yechiel Zev, V'Gan Eden, Teim Nuchasa. So we have two mitzvahs in the Torah. We have a mitzvah of Prika and a mitzvah of Ti'ina. Prika means you help somebody unload their animal. Ti'ina means you help them load the animal. Which mitzvah is more important? The Gemara says Prika Adif. It's better to help somebody unload an animal. Why? Because aside from helping them, tsar balei chayim doiraisa, the animal is in distress, the animal is overburdened. So besides helping your friend, you're also mekayim tsar balei chayim doiraisa. Prika is greater than ti'ina. But then the Gemara says something very unusual. The Gemara says, what if your friend needs help unloading, and your enemy needs help loading? So it's your friend needs prika, your enemy needs ti'ina. Now, normally, prika is a greater mitzvah. Says Gemara, then you do ti'ina. Why? Lachuf es yitzroi adif. It's better to overcome your instincts. It's better to overcome your yetzahara. A very important question here. What do you mean it's better to overcome your yetzahara? There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. One of them is prika. One of them is tsar balei chayim doiraisa. There is no mitzvah in the Torah, lachuf es yitzroi. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. Where in the Chumash does it say that it's a good idea to be mavral midoisav? It's a nice inyan. That's not one of the 613. How could you give up a mitzvah doiraisa at the expense to be able to be mekayim lachuf es yitzroi? Where in the Torah does it say it's a good idea, lachuf es yitzroi? Furthermore, there's a very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do you mean he's your enemy? You're not allowed to have an enemy. What do you mean he's your enemy? So Tosfos says, if he violated Arayas, and that's why you hate him, because it's a mitzvah to hate him, then it's a mitzvah to hate him. You need to hate him. You should not overcome that. Elamai, it's personal animosity. You're not allowed to have personal animosity. So Tosfos says, we're talking about a guy who violated Arayas, and you have a mitzvah to hate him. Aye, so why would you overcome that? Because you had a mitzvah to hate him. But in response to your hatred to him, he hates you back. Because kamayim panim al panim. You then hate him back because of his personal animosity to you. So even though your hatred to him started off as a mitzvah, but then you added a little bit of personal animosity. So when the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to overcome your yetzer, it's talking about overcoming the little added personal animosity you had to him because he had to you in response to your obligatory hatred. So that's so important. Where in the Torah does it say that there's even an inyan to overcome your yetzer? So maybe we could explain as follows. Reb Chaim Vital famously writes in Shar HaKadusha, Shari Kadusha, he wants to know, why doesn't it say in the Torah, you're not allowed to get angry? Why doesn't it say in the Torah, you're not allowed to be arrogant? There are no midos mentioned in the Torah. So Chaim Vital says, midos don't have to be mentioned in the Torah. They're the very foundation of the Torah. They're the yesod of the whole Torah. So here, in this instance, we have a case, we have an example of that, where the Torah says, it's better to give up being mekayim a mitzvah preferably be lachuf es yitzroi. But where in the Torah does it say lachuf es yitzroi? The answer is it's not one of the 613. It's the very foundation of the 613. So it's better to be mekayim a mida toiva than to be mekayim a mitzvah in the Torah. So that's the limud of the Gemara, lachuf es yitzroi adav. Have a wonderful day. Yishkaya.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.